time at the UIC Pavilion on Chicago's west side. College basketball on this Tuesday evening alongside Bill Downing and our courtside producer Ryan Fahey. I'm Julio Ralseo.
Hi.
UIC. Hi, Ryan. How are you?
I'm good.
38-31 UIC with the lead after the first half of play. UIC has had the lead for less than 3.5 minutes, 3 minutes, 29 seconds to be exact. Most of the first half was dominated, Bill, by Green Bay. They held the lead most of the first half, 14 minutes, 45 seconds to be exact.
Yeah, when you take a look at the shooting percentages, UIC 38-30, and then free throws, well, I tell you, it started off horribly bad for UIC, but they've rebounded, no pun intended, to 60%. Green Bay was 63%, 5 of 8 from the charity stripe, UIC 9 of 15. Both these teams next week, March 3rd through the 7th, will be in downtown Detroit at the Motor City Madness, the 2017 Little Caesars Horizon League Basketball Championship. And I think this game is very important for UIC as far as seeding goes. Green Bay pretty much holds their own destiny in their hands, coming in fourth in the Horizon League behind Wright State, Oakland, and Valparaiso. UIC at 7-8, 14-14 overall. They trail Northern Kentucky, who they will see coming up. I believe that is their next game, February 24th at Northern Kentucky, and they'll finish the regular season at Wright State, right downtown Detroit, right next to where they're going to be doing the Horizon League Championship.
Dominique Matthews and KJ Santos, both with 8 points for the Flames in the first half, lead the Flames in scoring, while Kareem Cantor for Green Bay leads scores for the Phoenix with 7, Hurdle with 6, Jones with 5. First half scores were both Green Bay and UIC. Again, the Flames have a 7-point lead, 38-31. UIC 13 of 34 from the field in the first half, 38%, an abysmal 23% from beyond the arc, 3 of 13 from three-point range, 9 of 15, as Bill mentioned, from the charity stripe. Green Bay, they're 12 of 40 from the field, 30%. 2 of 8 from downtown. They're not shooting too good from three-point range at 25%. 62% from the field goal range. 5 of 8 from the charity stripe.
When you take a look at foul trouble, really right now, there's only 2 that are in foul trouble with 3, and that would be Khalil Small for Green Bay, and that's going to be Marcus Ate for UIC. The stat that really sticks out to me is the big number 3, and that's blocks by Ty Odiasi, as he has swatted multiple shots away from Green Bay tonight, and he has really played a big game, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. But his defensive prowess right now is keeping UIC in the lead and those quick points toward the end of the first half.
UIC tied the game late in the first half. They tied the game at 28-all with 3:58 to go in the first half. Green Bay had the lead for 14 minutes. They took the lead at 7-6 at 17:36 of the first half. And then UIC took the lead at 30-28 with 3:10 to go in the first half and haven't looked back since. They're up 38-31 to start the second half of play. Green Bay has the basketball going right to left on your dial. And to start the second half, Warren Jones from downtown puts up the 3. And just like that, the lead cut in half. It's 38-34. Flames with the lead going left to right on your dial in their home white uniforms. Ferguson out to Santos. Back to Ferguson. Top of the key 3. Falls short. No good. Rebound Jones on the fast break. Loss of dribble, gives it to Cantor. And the big 6'10 Turk is fouled in the paint.
Going back to that three-point play by Warren Jones of Green Bay. High screen set by Lowe, and beautiful follow through by Jones for the three-pointer. And he gets the rebound, and right now Green Bay's at the foul line.
Kareem Kanter at the charity stripe. Kanter in the first half at 7 points, missed the first free throw. First time at the charity stripe. In foul trouble with two, only had 9 minutes in the first half of play. And he's from Istanbul, Turkey, and missed the second free throw. Rebound controlled by the Flames and Koyali, Michael Koyali. Nice crossover, dribbling down the left lane, and he gets the layup, extending his left hand off the glass, Michael Koyali. And the Flames lead 40-34, working quickly. Finlay puts up the jumper, and it's a three-point lead for the Flames, 40-37. They're going full court press, or the Green Bay Phoenix to start the second half. Matthews has it for the Flames, the point guard. Dribbling down the lane, he is tied up. Green Bay wanted a jump ball, they don't get it. A foul's gonna be called.
Phoenix, the personal foul, zero.
That's Green gonna be Bay on Warren Jones, his second. First team foul, Matthews at the charity stripe.
Green Bay just shooting the lights out from three-point land to start the second half, Julio. And that's pulled them close here in the early stages of the second half to within three of UIC.
Matthews at the line, makes the first. The redshirt freshman went to St. Rita High School. Made his first start of the season against Chicago State. Misses the second free throw, made his first start, pulled in a career-high 7 rebounds in the game against the Cougars. Kanter, left elbow in the paint, posting up. His shot is blocked, but he gets his own rebound. Crossing over, now in the left elbow. Out to Finlay, right wing, dribbling down the lane. His layup short, rebound controlled by the Flames, and Odiasi. Kanter, left wing. Ferguson, dribbling, nearly lost at the top of the key. Gives it to Matthews, dribbling down the paint. Off balance layup is good for Dominique Matthews with 9 points.
Matthews doing what he has to do, switching hands in the air. Odiasi, the last offensive possession for the Phoenix. One blocked and one deterrent.
Up a three, and that is good. Thought the foot was on the line. It wasn't. Warren Jones, the former Bradley Bray from downtown. And Green Bay trailing by three, 43-40. 17:45 to go, second half. Santos, the freshman, missed the layup off the right glass. Here comes Finlay and the Phoenix on the fast break. Oh, nice behind the back pass by Finlay. The ball goes out of bounds as Botts couldn't control the basketball. That was a sweet display of ball handling by Finlay, who went behind the back through his legs for the pass, as the Flames have it. And again, Green Bay going full court press to start the second half. Ferguson gets the inbounds pass, and he crosses the timeline going left to right. Ferguson dribbling, crossover. 16 on the shot clock to go in the post. Turn, spins, and firing off the glass. Layup is good for Ty Odiasi, the Glenwood native. And the Flames back by five, putting up a three at the top of the key. No foul call, but Warren Jones from downtown, what a second half he's having. 17 points in the game.
That's his fourth three-pointer since the start of the second half. He's got 12 points already here in this half alone.
Firing a three, Ferguson, shot from the left wing is no good. Flames up by two, 45-43. Warren, bit of a hot hand, firing a three, fouled, contact was made, shot no good, and he will head to the free throw line to shoot three free throws. I believe the officials are going to talk it over, and they're going to review to see whether or not his foot was on the line or not, to see if we're going to shoot two free throws or three free throws. But a chance is, we're going to look at the scoreboard here at the UIC Pavilion. Warren steps back, contact made. Yeah, that's going to be a three-point attempt, and he'll shoot three free throws, Bill.
Well, I tell you, great court presence right there. realized that he wanted to draw the contact. He did, and he got Michael Kolawole off his feet, and he's going to be shooting three. And you talk about a guy that's absolutely on fire. Warren Jones, if he's hot, you just keep feeding him there, Julio.
Absolutely. Again, 17 points for Jones. That's team high. That leads all scorers in tonight's ball game. And he will shoot three free throws, as the officials confirm following the replay. Warren Jones averaging 10 points a game. He's a 78% free throw shooter, makes the first. Averaging 10.7 points in Horizon League play, second on the Phoenix roster. Made the first free throw, second free throw, nothing but net. And we're tied at 45.
Wow, what you thought was momentum picked up by UIC. Green Bay has erased that here in the first 3.5 minutes of the second half.
Warren takes a deep breath, two dribbles, takes another deep breath, fires the third free throw. It's good. It's been the Warren Jones show to start the second half for Green Bay. 20 points, and the Phoenix regain the lead, 46-45. Finley, left wing, couple of dribbles. Bounce pass in the lane, and the reverse layup up and under. Good for Ty Odiasi. And the Flames regain the lead, 47-46. 16 minutes to go, and a whistle, an offensive foul on Green Bay. Warren Jones called for his third, and the coaching staff for Green Bay not pleased with the call.
Not at all, and that's the first negative you have on Warren Jones here tonight. UIC gets the ball, and they lead by one.
Matthews got the inbounds pass as he bursts down the paint. Layup is no good, fighting for the loose ball, and the rebound controlled by Charles Cooper and Green Bay. On the fast break, Warren Jones out to small, right in front of us near the Green Bay bench. Cooper at the top of the key, dribbling. Shot clock winding down with 15 seconds. Cantor, left wing, takes a dribble. Small has it. Shot clock down to 12. Small fires a jumper towards the free throw line. It's no good. Cantor, second chance rebound is good. Cantor initially tipped it near the rim left side. Glass tipped it literally to himself, left to right, and his right hand got the finish. And the Phoenix regained the lead, 48-47.
Geis, Ferguson, and Odiasi were outmanned there by Cantor.
Ferguson
for two offensive rebounds.
Sorry. Ferguson to Kolawole as they move it around. Ferguson with 10 on the shot clock. Crossing over with 8 on the shot clock. Right wing, down the paint. Whistle, and a foul is going to be called with 5 on the shot clock. And the foul is going to be called on 34, Charles Cooper. A whistle, timeout on the floor, an official's timeout with 15:12 to go, second half. And we expect a close finish. The rest of the ball game, Green Bay 48, UIC 47. We're back after this on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can even specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, beonair.com.
Hi, it's Frankie Robinson. The Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center of Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training in fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcast and online media experience. I've watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well-prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
At Chicagoland Sports Radio, we're committed to bringing you the latest in all things Chicago sports. For all of the news, analysis, and interviews to keep you informed, log on to ChicagolandSportsRadio.com to listen live. Chicagoland Sports Radio, it's not just sports, it's a way of life.
48-47, Green Bay with the lead. 15-12 to go here in the second half of play alongside Bill Downing. I'm Julio Ralseo. And what a start to the second half. The Flames had the lead to start the second half, and it evaporated like that, Bill Downing, as Green Bay regained the lead at the 16:41 mark of the second half.
Green Bay out rebounding UIC.
Oh, in the paint, nice layup. It rolls in for Ty Odiasi.
When you're talking about rebounds, Green Bay out rebounding UIC 35-29 offensively, 14-9 in favor of the Phoenix. We're talking about second chance points, 12-8 in favor of Green Bay. Bench points, 28-9.
3-point play connected for Odiasi. Odiasi with 9 points. Matthews, Ferguson, Odiasi, Geis, and Odie on the floor. Actually, Santos now on the floor, so it's Matthews, Santos, Ferguson, Odiasi, and Odie on the floor for the Flames. Cantor with it. Left elbow, dribbles back towards the wing. Now takes a couple of dribbles and puts up a long range two. It's no good. Cooper with the rebound. Putback's no good. Cantor the rebound. That's no good. Third chance board, no good for Cantor. Rebound, that's no good for Green Bay from Small, but Cantor gets a fifth chance bucket to roll through, and we're knotted at 50.
You have to box out. I sound like a broken record, but my gosh.
And a nice job, KJ Santos for three, and that snaps a code spell for the Flames shooting from beyond the arc. That's their first three-pointer made since the 13-16 mark of the first half. Turnover by Green Bay. Matthews on the fast break for the Flames. He drives down the paint. Ball stolen away from him. Stolen away by Cooper. Here come the Phoenix on the fast break. Cooper going left to right. Coast to coast. The layup for Chris Cooper. And the Flames up by a point. 53-52 on the other end. Jumper's no good for Dominique Matthews. And here comes Green Bay on the fast break.
Cooper playing like a big man
tonight.
Charles
Cooper slashing through defenders, misses the layup.
Cooper out of Gary, Indiana, 6'4", 220 senior, playing like a 7-foot tall center right now.
4 points in 16 minutes. Ferguson has it, 13:20 to go here in the second half. Ferguson guarded by Finley, right wing. Dribbling with 10 on the shot clock, splitting defenders, trying to go into the post for Odiasi, but couldn't find the Matthews, gets it. Finds Santos, left corner for three. That's no good. UIC back on the code spell beyond the arc. Finley got the rebound, tried to go coast to coast, missed the layup, but the putback is in for Kenneth Lowe.
Boy, oh boy, second chance, third, fourth, and fifth chance points for Green Bay. It's keeping them in this game. And they are up by one now.
12 second chance buckets. I mean, now 14 second chance buckets for Green Bay. A 30-second timeout by the UIC Flames. We'll keep it here. 12:44 to go here. Second half of play. 54-53. Green Bay with the lead. Alongside Bill Downing, I'm Julio Ralseo. Ryan Fahey here courtside. Last home game of the season for the UIC Flames. They'll close out the season on the road. They'll play at Northern Kentucky and Wright State before the Horizon League tournament in Detroit, which will take place next week. Hard to believe.
March Madness.
Yeah, tournament season right around the corner.
Your leading scorers tonight, as we've been calling his name all night, Warren Jones for Green Bay with 20 points, but he's accompanied with three personal fouls. Matthews and Santos, 11 apiece for UIC. Ate and Kolawale with three personal fouls for the Flames. Shooting percentages pretty even, 41% to 34% UIC in favor there. 59-62 free throw percentage led by Green Bay.
Scores from across the Horizon League on this February 21st. Detroit Mercy with a 91-83 victory over Cleveland State. Northern Kentucky, the next Flames opponent this weekend. They defeated Wright State 83-76. Big victory for Oakland. 101-72 over Youngstown State. And in progress in Valparaiso, Indiana, it's Valpo, the Crusaders 51 and Milwaukee 46. Just over 7 minutes to play in the second half.
Valparaiso looking to wrap up the regular season Horizon League championship. They continue on this winning pace. They will do so. Oakland one game back, Wright State two games back at 10-5, tied with Green Bay.
On the floor, Matthew Santos Ferguson, Odiasi and Ati for UIC, Cantor, Small, Finlay, Cooper, and Lowe for Green Bay. Matthews out to Ferguson, back to Matthews, setting up the offense, 9 on the shot clock, over 12 and a half to play. Second half, Matthews gets some separation from a defender, and the jumper from the left elbow's no good. Here come the Phoenix on the fast break. Finlay, Cooper, long range jumper from the right corner is good. Charles Cooper with 6 points.
That was a nice shot there by Cooper. Sloppy ball handling on the other end by UIC as they turn it over and Cooper makes him pay.
Ferguson from the right wing, crossover near the free throw line. Finds Ati. Ati dribbling down the lane. His layup is no good. Rebound controlled by the Flames. The ball stolen away from Robinson and the ball rolls out of bounds and we get the under 12 timeout. 56-53, Green Bay with the lead. We're back after this. You're listening to Flames Basketball on ChicagolandSports.com.
How's it going? My name is Edgar Ibarra, and I'm very grateful for all the knowledge I receive at the Illinois Media School. My 15-year career in radio has been a dream come true. I'm a radio DJ, I'm on the air, and I get to be a program director for two radio stations in Wisconsin. My dream became a reality with the Illinois Media School. Illinois Media School is a great school with great teachers and former students now working in the industry today on the radio stations you listen to and on the TV stations you watch every day. Illinois Media School, check it out. For more details, beonair.com.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Hey, it's Chris Reese, and I am so glad to be back at IMS. I graduated back in 2007, started my career at US 99.5, started working with Lisa and Ray. I was the producer there for about 7-8 years, and I am so glad to be back in the building teaching some new students here, getting them back doing Adobe.
UIC Pavilion here in the West Loop of Chicago, 56-53. Green Bay with the lead over the Flames. You're on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com alongside Ryan Fahey and Bill Downing. I'm Julio Rauseo. 11:50 to go here in the second half.
Green Bay on a 6-0 run over the last 2 minutes and 8 seconds.
And the Flames just struggling, Bill. They haven't scored in over 2.5 minutes as they get the inbounds pass. Robinson from the right wing out to Ferguson. Right corner, nearly had it stolen away from him by Hurdle. And ball stolen away. Cooper on the fast break. Cooper coast to coast. Right hand layup to fall through for Charles Cooper. But here come the Flames on the fast break. Santos shot blocked. Rejected by Turner Botts, and here come the Phoenix on the fast break. Cooper again, oh. And one. Charles Cooper cherry picking on the Phoenix end of the floor as they're going right to left. What a sweet outlet pass And he goes to the free throw line. Foul charge to Clint Robinson.
How did he make that, Julio? He was behind the basket and spun it off the backboard. It's the Cooper and Jones show here in the second half for Green Bay.
11 points for Charles Cooper. 61-53, Flames trail. Just over 11 minutes to play here in the second half. Geis in the paint. A whistle and a foul. Pass, chest high pass intended for Clint Robinson.
Jamar
foul. Now on Jamal Hurdle. His first, the native of Milwaukee. Went to Des Moines Area Community College for a period. As Marcus Atti will inbound, gives it to Robinson. Right back to Atti. Santos firing a three from the left wing. That's no good. And the struggles continue again for UIC from beyond the arc. Robinson is tangled up on a rebound attempt with Jamar Hurdle. And the whistle's going to be, I think they're going to rule out of bounds.
They are off a hurdle. UIC got lucky there.
11-1 to go in the half. Atti will inbound, gives it right to Robinson, who hands it right back off to Atti. Couple of dribbles towards the paint, goes towards the top of the key, resets the offense for UIC. Under 11 to play, second half. Atti had the ball stolen away from him on the fast break. Look out below. Right hand slam, Jamal Hurdle. Oh my goodness, Bill. He got the steal, goes coast to coast. And UIC and head coach Steve McClain is about to have an aneurysm on the Flames sideline as UIC trails by 10, 63-53.
I'm not sure what head coach Link Darner said to his team, but the Phoenix Rising here in the second half, unmistakably two different teams. Green Bay, strong team in the first half, unbelievably strong here in the second half. Right now, they can do no wrong.
UIC hasn't scored in the last 3 minutes, 49 seconds. They're 0 for their last 7 field goals. And Green Bay on a 13-0 run, stretching 3 minutes and 23 seconds. So not the ideal start to the second half, number one for UIC. And we're almost halfway through the second half, and this lead could go by the wayside in a hurry. They're down 10 coming out of the timeout.
UIC led at halftime 38-31, Julio.
Matthews splitting two defenders.
Green Bay has been absolutely on fire here at the start of the second half.
Trying to go into the post for Robinson. Pass between two defenders. Robinson got slapped. Turner Botts charged with the foul. Sixth team foul on the Phoenix. As Marcus Atti has it. Dribbling down the lane. Overreaching layup off the glass right side. It's no good. Fast break. Here come the Phoenix. And Warren Jones pass intended for Cooper was a bit too strong. But on the opposite end, it got the ball back. And Khalil Small, the Chicago native with family, literally, Bill, right behind us, going berserk. What a dunk by the 6'2 guard, former Providence star. And a shot blocked, but the Flames get the rebound and the layup in for Ty Odiasse. And initially, Clint Robinson had a shot blocked by Turner Botts. 65-55, Green Bay by 10, 9:29 to go, second half. Warren Jones, right block, now towards the corner. Was Hurdle, gave it right back to Jones, and Jones, they're gonna rule a traveling violation as Turner Botts will head towards the bench. Finley checks back in along with Kenneth Lowe.
Now, you mentioned it, Julio. Khalil Small, his family right behind us. You can just feel the explosion when the 6'2", 205-pound junior went up like a 7'2 center and jammed that down. His fan base right behind us loving that.
Matthews crosses the timeline for the Flames going left to right. Ferguson trying to call Matthews back towards the top of the key. A little miscommunication by the Flames on this possession. Matthews, he's swinging around. Ferguson, top of the key, 10 on the shot clock, towards the right wing. Jumper good. Nice job by Ferguson. 65-57.
Ferguson's eighth point of the evening.
Flames trail, small left corner. Dribbling down the paint. Last second pass to Lowe, had the ball taken away from him, and it rolls out of bounds with a gunner rule. Green Bay basketball.
Wow,
what were the Flames doing? You had Odiasi, Ati, and Ferguson watching the ball go in front of the Green Bay bench. I think all three thought the ball was going to go last touch Green Bay. Instead, the Phoenix hit the ball back with 8.5 to play in the half.
You got to play whistle to whistle, Julio. You got to go after that ball like it's live all the time.
Firing a three. Khalil Small, who was looking for an open man, couldn't find him and said, hey, why not? Let me pull up a three. He does. And Kenneth Small with 9 points in 17 minutes. 68-57 on the other end. The Flames couldn't get the basket. Robinson shot blocked by Lowe. A whistle and a foul. But before that foul attempt, Marcus Ati missed the layup. And they're going to rule
goaltending.
So no foul. Thanks, Ryan Fahey, helping us out. Here are producer courtside. Cooper shot blocked by Robinson, but the Phoenix get the ball back. Finley back to Cooper in the paint. Finds Finley. Left wing three is short. Rebound controlled by the Flames. Here comes Ati on the fast break. Going coast to coast. Oh, down the jam. Marcus Ati going coast to coast. Got the rebound.
Woo.
And the slam from the left paint. Low. The runner's no good. And Green Bay a little lackadaisical their last two drives. Firing a wide open three. It's good. Ring it up. Marcus Ati on fire for the Flames. Five quick baskets for Ati. 68-64. The Flames trail by four. And a turnover by Green Bay. Kenneth Lowe's pass intended for Small. Bit too strong in the paint. Ball goes out of bounds. Timeout on the floor. 7:07 to go, second half. UIC trails by four, 68-64. We're back after this. You're listening to UIC Basketball on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.
When it comes to sports, Chicago craves a winner. At IMS, we crave creativity. My name is Sam Panionovich. I'm an instructor in the Sports Emphasis program here at the Lombard campus, and I've been so impressed with the way our students attack their work. From TV reels to radio shows to play-by-play, our students are constantly challenged to create. It's a hands-on class focused around getting reps and experience. With a group of students that are willing to learn and improve, the product keeps getting better and better. I'm Sam Panionovich, and I am IMS.
Hi, it's Frankie Robinson. The Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center of Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training in fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcast and online media experience. I've watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well-prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
At Chicagoland Sports Radio, we're committed to bringing you the latest in all things Chicago sports. For all of the news, analysis, and interviews to keep you informed, log on to ChicagolandSportsRadio.com to listen live. Chicagoland Sports Radio, it's not just sports, it's a way of life.
Leg out.
At the UIC Pavilion on Chicago's west side. Green Bay 68, UIC 64, 7:07 to go. Second half alongside Ryan Fahey, Bill Downing, I'm Julio Ralseo. Green Bay head coach Link Darner, furious, had to call a timeout, angry at his players, needed his assistant coach, Randall Herbis, to calm down the head coach prior to talking to his players during the timeout. So we'll see how the Phoenix recover, and can the Flames build the inferno over the last several minutes. They trail by four. They have the ball going left to right. Ati dribbling down the paint, splitting defenders. Shot blocked from behind by Lowe. Loose ball, diving for the ball and calling a timeout. No, are they going to give the timeout?
Well, we're trying to figure that out. We can't see.
Is it
through head coach McLean?
I believe it's going to be out of bounds. We're looking at the replay here from the big board at the pavilion. The shot was blocked by Lowe. Ball rolling out of bounds. Diving for the loose ball was Hurdle.
I don't see anybody making a timeout call before the contact with the elbow. Yeah.
So they're going to rule.
That should be UIC ball.
And it will be UIC basketball. They're going to inbound underneath their basket. Thanks again, Ryan Fahey, our producer, helping us out as well. Flames inbound. Matthews has it. Nine on the shot clock. Couple of dribbles. The runner's no good. Robinson fighting for the rebound. He fought with his own teammate for the rebound, for the loose ball. And the ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be last touched by the Phoenix, the officials say.
Green Bay 1-5 out of their last five. 1-5, excuse me, for their last five.
Inbound pass to Tayo Diasi. Gives it to Ati. It's over 6.5 to play. Ati thought about passing at the last second. Was double-teamed. Nearly traveled the basketball and almost turned the ball over. It was a loose ball. Cooper dove for it. And he touched the ball last. Out of bounds. UIC basketball. 6:33 to go, second half.
UIC on a 7-0 run over the last 1:28 to pull them within four right now.
7-0 run, lasting almost 90 seconds. A high inbounds pass to Ferguson, dumps it off. Wide open three, Dominique Matthews, no good. Three-point struggles again for UIC. They're now 2-6 this half, 5-19 total. On the other end, firing a three. And what a homecoming for Khalil Small. The Providence standout, Small with 12 points. 71-64, Green Bay with the lead, over 6 minutes to play. Left paint, behind the glass, Ty Odiasi.
He's all fired up right now, Julio, you gotta be careful. He's the hot hand right now for UIC.
14 points in 25 minutes for Odiasi. Hurdle, pump fake, dribble down the paint, the hook shot goes through. And again, just like in the first half, UIC falling prey to Green Bay's pump fake. 73-66 Green Bay.
UIC's got to stay on the court. They cannot get faked out like that on the pump fake. They've done it all night long.
5.5 to play. Firing a three. That's good. Now they're going to call it a two-pointer. Foot on the line. Dominique Matthews. 73-68 Green Bay with the lead. 5:15 to go in the ballgame. Jones out to Hurdle. Long range two. Hit the front of the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Marcus Ati. Ati going left to right at the right wing. Looking to go into the paint. Dribbling back towards the top of the key. Crossover. 20 on the shot clock. Under 5 to play in the ballgame. Left wing. Dominique Matthews dribbling. Driving. Right hand hook shot. It is no good. Tipped around. The rebound controlled by Green Bay. Cooper on the fast break. The whistle. The floater. It's good. And one. It took three bounces. Hit the backboard. Left rim, front of the rim, goes in for Green Bay. And one for Charles Cooper.
Cooper with 13 points so far on the night.
Foul's going to be called on, who do they charge with? I think it's going to be Dominique Matthews. No, excuse me, it's going to be Ferguson charged with the foul. Cooper
second.
With 13 points in 25 minutes. And just when you thought the Flames were closing the deficit, Green Bay coming off a turnover, connects with points. And for the three-point play, Cooper connects. Points off turnovers, pretty minuscule. 9 points off of 11 turnovers for Green Bay. 10 turnovers, 10 points.
Well, UIC just a few minutes ago within four. Now they're down by, looks like, eight.
In the paint, Robinson. We get a whistle prior to the pass from Geis, and it's going to be a reach in foul called on Kenneth Lowe, his third, as Cantor will check back in for the Phoenix. with 4:31 to go in the ball game, 76-68.
Low, Cantor, Small, and Jones with three fouls apiece for Green Bay. Marcus Ate with three fouls right now in the game for UIC.
Ty Odiasi at the line, misses the front end of the one and one. Cantor with the rebound.
He didn't look comfortable at all from the line.
Jones back to Cantor as they cross the timeline with 4:20 to go in the ball game. The alley-oop attempt from Jones to Cantor. Cantor tried to tip it in. Green Bay furious. The coaching staff, Link Darner, not pleased. Santos has it for the Flames, gives it to Ferguson. Ferguson dribbling, alley-oop attempt a bit too high. Ferguson's pass intended for Odiasi. Here comes Green Bay on the fast break. Cooper lobs it up. Jones, right corner three is no good. Fighting for the loose ball. Rebound, Cooper missed the layup. Odiasi gets the rebound for the Flames. Santos on the fast break, slowing it down just a little bit. Good defense applied by Green Bay. The ball stolen away. Here comes Small with a sweet layup off the glass. Khalil Small, sloppy pass bill from Santos. KJ Santos with a freshman mistake.
Yeah, good observation there by Small. And he has not played Small at all tonight. That's 14 points as he anticipated that pass and took it in for an easy layup.
10-point lead for Green Bay, firing a three. Ati misses, 78-68. Green Bay with the lead, and now Link Darner calling for a much more slower pace offensively. Now he wants to move in the half court.
10-point lead for the Phoenix of Green Bay right now.
Charles Cooper.
Ooh, hard foul.
Set to the floor, gets up, will shoot two free throws. That was a strong foul on Ty Odiasi. Two free throws when we come back from the timeout. 3:02 to go. Flames had the lead, gave it up, and now trail by 10, 78-68. Back after this, you're listening to UIC Basketball on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Candy Gomez here at the Illinois Media School in Lombard. I am one of the newest people to join the staff here. I am a student advisor. I bring all my expertise, my years from B96 Radio, WGN, Chicago Sky, KISS FM. I bring all that here, and I talk to the kids, students of all ages, of all backgrounds, and let them know what radio is like, and just working in the media too. I'm Candy Gomez from KISS FM, and I am IMS.
My name is Chris Labosco, and I do play-by-play for minor league hockey. It was while I was at the Illinois Media School that I got my first opportunity to do actual play-by-play in my first week of class. Through my time in class, I was able to improve as a broadcaster by learning how to use different equipment, how to set up for a remote broadcast, and how to prepare for each and every game that I would call. I even found an internship doing play-by-play for minor league baseball before graduating. If I never went to the Illinois Media School, I never would have found my passion.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Back to the UIC Pavilion on Chicago's west side. 78-68, Green Bay with a 10-point lead, 3:02 to go. Second half alongside Ryan Fahey and Bill Downing. I'm Julio Rauseo. The Flames on a scoreless drought, no points the last 2 minutes, 19 seconds. Shooting two free throws, Charles Cooper makes the first for Green Bay. Cooper with 15 points. Jones, Botts, Small, Cooper, and Lowe. Five on the floor for Green Bay. Matthews, Ferguson, Odiasi, Geis, and Ati. Five on the floor for the Flames. Second free throw, no good. Ferguson, the rebound for UIC. UIC going left to right on your dial. Ferguson going coast to coast. Missed the layup attempt off the glass right side. Cooper gets the rebound for the Phoenix. Dumps it off to Warner Jones. 79-68. Jones dribbling. pump fake shot blocked from behind, and it literally hit the official's right cheek. Talk about a facial.
He's a referee, and he is still in the game. No medical attention for him.
Odiasse with a strong block. Woo! Got out. Didn't have that cat-like reflex at the official. Timeout as Green Bay and Khalil Small had trouble finding an open man off the inbounds pass. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep the action here.
You know, Julio, looking at some of these stats really stick out to me. Bench points in favor of Green Bay, 45-16.
Dominating off the bench.
I mean, that's a stat that you just, your bench players have to be able to come in and be able to produce. 3-point field goal percentage, UIC at 25%, 5 of 20, Green Bay at 50%, 8 of 16.
Scores from across the Horizon League tonight: Detroit Mercy 91, Cleveland State 83, Northern Kentucky. They'll take on UIC Saturday on the road at Northern Kentucky. They defeated Wright State 83-76. Oakland a 101-72 victory over Youngstown State. And the game just went final. Valpo 67, Milwaukee 61. Green Bay with the inbounds pass. Jones to Cooper. Cooper in the right wing, out to Lowe. Gives it right back to Cooper. Into the paint. Kenneth Lowe, good recognition where he was on the floor. Goes reverse layup. Right-hand finish, 81-68 on the other end, working quickly as Marcus Otte, dribbling down the paint, is fouled from the right side. Kenneth Lowe is charged with the foul.
Khalil Small getting double-teamed as he entered the block from the right side, and that opened up an easy reverse layup for Kenneth Lowe, and UIC's got to tighten up that defense here.
Lowe with four fouls. First free throw's good. 81-69. Otte at the charity stripe. 10 points in 19 minutes for Marcus Otte from Ajax, Ontario, Canada. Played at the Spire Academy in Ohio. We're certainly seeing an emergence of young stars north of the border. Second free throw is good. 81-70. Green Bay with a huge late second half lead. 2:10 to go in the ball game. Cooper crossover, spins, floater from the paint. No good, and the rebound controlled by Clint Robinson.
Well, yeah. UIC finally boxing out when they need to, but they're running out of time with 2 minutes left.
Gives it to Ferguson. Ferguson to Otte. He was at the top of the key, dodging and weaving. Now out to the left wing. 16 on the shot clock. And a bit erratic on the ball handling by Marcus Otte. A whistle and a foul is going to be called. Sandy Cohen III from Seymour, Wisconsin, a transfer from Marquette, charged with the foul. And we'll get two free throws for the Canadian Otte.
We got players from all over the world playing here tonight.
Well, it is a global game, Bill. First free throw, front end of the 1-1 is good.
You are very correct, sir.
Otte with 12 points.
Bill down in with the analysis.
Thank you.
That's why we pay him the big bucks here. UIC struggling
again. We're paying him?
Under the table, yes. Second free throw is good. And UIC shooting much better than they did in the first half from the charity stripe. They're 6 of 8. And they're going to call a lane violation. So the basket does not count. Lane violation on the flame, so you take that back. But UIC still 75% this half from the charity stripe. Full court press, inbounds pass controlled to Jones. Small, the floater down the paint's no good. Fighting for the rebound, Cantor has it. And Green Bay were fighting with each other for the rebound.
And Small. A shot clock reset there for Green Bay.
Approaching the 90-second mark of the ball game. Jones calling for a Cantor screen at the top of the key. Jones, a floater. Whistle, pass intended for Cooper, and a traveling violation. And stomping his feet like a three-year-old who doesn't get what he wants, the head coach, Link Darner, was stomping his feet, fist flying, had a temper tantrum, Bill.
Even with a 10-point lead, it's not good enough.
Coaching to the very end, the head coach for the Phoenix.
Two Phoenix with four fouls apiece, small and low right now in the game.
10-point lead. The game's not out of reach yet. Alley-oop attempt. Ferguson to Odiasi, and Odiasi sent to the floor, almost clothesline to the floor, and he'll head to the free throw line, and the foul's going to be charged to, and that is it for Kenneth Lowe. Picks up his fifth foul. Robinson will head to the free throw line.
That was a hard foul.
7 points, 27 minutes for Kenneth Lowe. Fouled out of the game with 72 seconds to go in the ballgame.
Clint Robinson from Montego Bay, Jamaica. Had a chance to visit that port when I was in the Navy. Nice place. But he's checking his chiclets right now. That was quite a shot he took to the face. But he doesn't have to worry about Lowe anymore as he fouls out with 7 points on the night.
Now this game's not out of reach with 72 seconds to go. The Flames trail 81-71. They're going to need to make both free throws here and make this the longest 72 seconds of our lives.
Both teams, two of their last eight.
First free throw good for Robinson. Robinson tonight, that's his fifth point in 16 minutes.
Never say never here tonight for sure. We've seen leads come and go.
Second free throw's good.
Well, you know, Bill, you were kind of mentioning about how the run there was for UIC back earlier in the second half. They've had no field goals in the last 4 minutes and 7 seconds.
That you can't have that. You've got to get something to go in. UIC in the double bonus right now.
And they're two of their last eight. Struggles. And the bench scoring, 45-21. We get a whistle, and UIC beginning the foul game. And they're going to charge the foul to Dominic Matthews. Matthews picking up his second foul. 63 seconds to go in the ball game. UIC trailing 81-73.
Matthews, a juggernaut tonight, playing 31 minutes so far in the contest. Ferguson leading away with 37.
Botts with the inbound. Steve McLean wanted a foul right away, gets it. Ferguson charged with his third. Hurdle getting ready to check back in for Green Bay. And it's free throw time for Charles Cooper. Cooper will shoot free throws, 15 points tonight. And he'll shoot the 1-1. First free throw's good. UIC only 14 points from downtown tonight. Second free throw's no good. And at 22% shooting free throws, the Flame just 16 points from the charity stripe. Ferguson got the rebound, going coast to coast, gets the layup. Contact was made by Cooper, but no foul called. 82-75, 52 seconds to go in the ballgame. Full court press. Green Bay breaks, and Cooper was in the paint, circled around towards the right wing, went back inside, and draws a foul.
Well, the final Motor City Madness bracket for the Horizon League Championship will be announced on Sunday, February 26th.
UIC currently in sixth in the Horizon League as Cooper's at the line. He makes the front end of the 1-1. Cooper now with 17 points. Green Bay with Wright State losing tonight to Green Bay will move to 11-5 in the conference and wiggle their way into the third seed in the Horizon League standing. Second free throw is good, 84-75. So UIC potentially could play match five. Excuse me, on March 5th. That would be game 11 as we get a foul, and it's going to send Ty Odiasi to the free throw line. Odiasi fouled in the paint, and he was fouled by 23 Jamal Hurdle. So UIC would play March 5th, potentially against Green Bay. It would be the 3-6 matchup. UIC currently, they would fall to 7-9 in conference play. It looks like they'll have the sixth seed locked up. They would need to lose their next two games. First free throw is good for Ati. Ati now with 13 points on the evening in 21 minutes. UIC takes on Northern Kentucky on the 21st. Close out the year against Wright State. So UIC could finish no worse than sixth going into the Horizon League tournament next week in Detroit.
As you mentioned, the last two opponents for UIC coming up at Northern Kentucky and at Wright State, the last time those teams met. Northern Kentucky beat UIC 79-62, and Wright State also won 88-86. If the score stays in favor of Green Bay, though, have an 11-5 record in the Horizon League, 17-11 overall. UIC would fall to 7-9. And they would go under 500 at 14-15.
Michael Koliale charged with the foul as he fouled Khalil Small. And the Chicago native who made the first free throw is having himself a game. 25 minutes, already with 15 points, a chance to make it 16 here. Second free throw is no good. Bit too strong on that free throw attempt. And the Flames have it, picking up the pace. Ferguson on the fast break, nearly went out of bounds. Finds an open, Ati for three, short, no good. The rebound, a big block. Odiasi tried to put a putback in. Shot was blocked by Hurdle. But UIC will keep possession. Actually, a foul's gonna be called on Botts. He pushed off Kyle Geis, the Idaho native. And we'll get two free throws coming up for UIC and
Turner Botts out of Little Chute, Wisconsin.
First free throw, no good for Ferguson. 85-76, 24 seconds to go in the ball game. Ferguson, 10 points, 38 minutes tonight.
Right now, 5 Phoenix in double figures, led by Warren Jones with 20 points on the night.
Second free throw is good. UIC had the lead. They were up 38-31 after the half and are trailing in this second half, Bill, 54-39.
But they have just fallen apart. As they had the momentum going in to halftime, they've come out completely flat. Green Bay doing what they have to do to put this game away.
UIC again playing the foul game, 23 seconds ago, and following the inbound pass, Dominic Matthews fouling Warren Jones. Jones at the free throw line. Jones makes the first, and if you're Green Bay, you're thanking Warner Jones in this ball game. 15 points, 15 out of his 21 points, all coming in the second half. 4-6 from the field. The big stat, Bill, 12 points. 12 of those 15, now excuse me, 12 of those 16 as the second free throw is good, coming from beyond the arc, 4-5 in this half alone.
He started off the second half with those 12 points from three-point land to give Green Bay the lead early in the second half.
87-77, UIC Matthews missed the layup, but Odiasi got the putback to roll in. And Steve McClain calls a full timeout. We'll just keep it here with 14 seconds to go in the ball game. 87-79. And as we look ahead to Illinois schools maybe having a chance, Bill, at the NCAA tournament, Northwestern still alive, trying to make their first ever NCAA tournament appearance. They've got tough matchups at home to close out the year against Michigan and Purdue. You've got Illinois State closing out the regular season.
I was about to say, how about those Redbirds down at Normal right now? If they can do well and close out the Missouri Valley as champs, they get that automatic bid.
Well, thank you. Loyola gave them a headache last night. I mean, they, on their home court, they've got to be stronger if they're going to go anywhere in the NCAA. But Illinois State having a good season so far.
Yeah, 20-win program. Paris Lee, the Chicago native, standout for the Redbirds. Illinois State, Northwestern, out of those two schools, who's making it into the dance?
I actually think both of them make it. I think Michigan is kind of a wishy-washy team. They've been hot and cold all season. And I think Coach Collins is going to have his Wildcats ready to go, knowing how important it is to close out. You know, you got to close out strong. You can't go into that Sunday.
Well, as you say this, Bill, they're taking on the Illini Northwestern. Illinois 56, Northwestern 43.
I still have Northwestern Illinois State as my national championship.
I repent. I'm done.
You take back the statement?
I take it back.
Clock winding down. Green Bay has it. They're going to let the clock wind down and not put up a final shot of the night. And UIC, after ending the first half with a seven-point lead, they get outscored 56-41 in the second half and lose to the Green Bay Phoenix by the final score of 87-79, a heartbreaking loss to close out the home campaign for Steve McClain and the UIC Flames. McClain shaking hands as everyone is courtside, and he is slowly, Bill, taking the walk towards the locker room. A disappointing end to the home campaign for UIC. Outscored again in the second half, 56-41.
Well, two teams going in an opposite direction in the Horizon League. Green Bay doing what they have to do to solidify. They keep winning. As you said, Wright State lost, so that puts Green Bay in third place over Wright State. But UIC, they got to find a way to win and win very, very soon. Two regular season games left, both on the road before the Horizon League Championship Series starts. Right now, UIC just reeling. They got to find an identity, and they got to quit playing Peaks and Valley basketball. They've got to maintain for an entire 40 minutes.
And for Green Bay, again, they trailed by 7.5. You got to tip your cap to Warner Jones. What a second half. He closes out the game, Bill, 22 points, 5 of 8 from the field, 5 of 7 from downtown in 25 minutes of play. But it's the second half alone. 17 of his 22 points, all coming in the second half, 4-6 from the field, 12 of those 17 points coming from three-point range, 4-5. If Warner Jones does not have that hot start to the second half, I'm not sure Green Bay wins by the 87-79 margin.
I agree. I believe that Small would have probably kept the lead for Green Bay, but wouldn't it be as big as it ended up, 87-79, like you said. Khalil Small having a big game too, but Warren Jones coming out, shooting 4 3-pointers in a row, 12 points within the first 3 minutes of the second half. UIC had no answers whatsoever for Green Bay in the second half. Like I said, I don't know what Coach Darner said at halftime. Whatever it was, it worked, and he needs to continue doing that. He had his team playing lights-out basketball in the second half.
Other key stats to look at in this ball game: bench scoring and second-chance points. 21 second-chance points for the Phoenix, 15 for UIC, so a difference of just 6. But the bench scoring, 50 points off the bench for Green Bay, just 22 for UIC. That contribution coming from guys like Jones is one of the big reasons why they're picking up the victory tonight in Green Bay.
You almost got to think that maybe Jones starts the next game for Green Bay. 50-22, what a huge margin that is in bench points. You can't have that. Your bench players have to be able to come in and contribute immediately, and UIC was not able to do that tonight. 50-22, that's an astronomical number to look at. Field goal percentage ends up being 38% to 38%. Hard to believe. Green Bay shooting 50% from three-point land, 8 of 16, 5 of 21 for UIC, 24%. But like you said, that 50-22, that is such a sore spot on this comparison sheet. You can't go into a game thinking you're going to win and get outscored that much from your bench.
Two teams going in different directions. For Green Bay, they have an opportunity in the final two games of the season. They're at 11-5 now in conference play. They jump over Wright State in third place. They have a chance to move into second place in the Horizon League standings and potentially have themselves a bye all the way until March 4th if they defeat Oakland. That's their next game Friday night. Oakland and Green Bay in Green Bay, a 6 o'clock tip-off, and then they finish out the season against Detroit Mercy. For UIC, they could finish 6th in the Horizon League standings, 6th going into the tournament next week in Detroit. on the road to the final two games of the season. Friday against Northern Kentucky, Sunday in Detroit against Wright State.
As you mentioned, Green Bay went into Oakland back on January 27th and won 80-72, with Green Bay jumping Wright State tonight, with Wright State losing. That game in Oakland could give them the second overall seed, because they would have the season record against Oakland. That is pivotal for these guys. I know they're in third place now, but that's a pretty big game. And then they close the season. Both games will be at home. Oakland on the 24th, 26th, with Detroit Mercy coming in. Detroit Mercy, the bottom of the Horizon League, 4-11. But UIC, like you mentioned, they got to do something against two teams they haven't beaten recently at all.
Really quick, guys, before you guys wrap up, I want to send a special shout-out, as this is our final broadcast here inside the UIC Pavilion. I want to thank the A-plus staff here inside the pavilion, Eric Phillips, Dan Yopchik, just to name some of a few guys that are from this fantastic staff here inside UIC, and giving us every accommodation we could possibly have. All the food, as some people were really asking about that earlier today. And
that meaning you.
I'm talking about Bill Down and Andy Baker, but that's a story for another time. But another great season in the books here for us overall. It's our first one here at USC, and hopefully there's many more to come.
And before we close it out, final stats in this ball game. Ty Odiasi had 16 points, 30 minutes, led UIC in scoring. Matthews with 13 points, second leading scorer for UIC, along with Atti with 13 points. Santos and Ferguson both with 11 points tonight. Against a young UIC team, the future looks bright for the Flames. And against, going back, Bill, the loss tonight, since January the 29th, the Flames have either won or lost a game by single digits. And though it didn't finish the way UIC wanted to, they lose tonight by single digits. They lose by 8 points tonight to Green Bay. For the Phoenix, Warner Jones off the bench, 22 points, including 17 in the second half, 12 of the 17 in the second half coming from downtown. 22 points, 25 minutes, efficient basketball for Warner Jones off the bench. Charles Cooper, 18 points in 30 minutes off the bench. 15 points for Small, Khalil Small, homecoming for him, the Chicago native, 15 points in 26 minutes of play. Cantor had 11 points in 18 minutes. Hurdle with 10 points in 19 minutes. Final score from Chicago's west side, Green Bay 87, UIC 79. Bill, final thoughts?
Well, UIC's got to find a way to maintain and close out games. Like you said, they have lost single-digit games quite frequently here in the not-too-far-distant past, and they really need to find a way to close out if they're going to do anything in the the Horizon League Championship Series coming up in Detroit. They got to win out in order for them to make the field of 64, but Green Bay, again, so many big guys, double digits, with five players in double digits, and the bench scoring 50-22. That's all you can say. Green Bay, complete game tonight. UIC just fell apart when they needed to be strong.
The Phoenix take the season series from UIC this season, winning both games home and away. Our thanks to our fantastic crew, Ryan Fahey controlling the sound, moving the dials for us courtside, and Bill Downing. I'm Julio Rao Sales, saying peace, love, and God bless from the UIC Pavilion on Chicago's west side. The Flames lose their home finale to Green Bay 87-79. So long, everybody.
Good night.